From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Some of South Florida's congressional Democrats are spending their August recess promoting a Social Security reform bill that they say would keep the system indefinitely solvent and increase monthly benefits. Three of them hosted a mini town hall last night at West Palm Beach City Hall. Congressman Ted Deutch said the bill would extend a slightly increased Social Security tax to all salaries, even the ones above $117,000 that are now exempt. The congressman says it would finance bigger checks for beneficiaries with no worries about the system going broke. But there's a problem. Deutch thinks calling for Social Security cutbacks isn't the political career ender that it used to be.
There are people who continue to talk about privatizing Social Security and making cuts to Social Security. We ought to be looking at ways to shore it up for the long term and to ensure that when seniors' costs go up, that they see a cost of living adjustment that reflects their actual cost.
Social Security is 79 years old this week. It was designed as a supplement to private pensions and personal savings, but traditional pensions have all but disappeared, and the data show that median retirement savings among 55-year-old workers is around $12,000. Say goodbye to free parking on the streets of Wynwood. Beginning this October, the city of Miami is implementing paid parking in the area. Parking used to be regulated a few years ago when the area was developing. The Miami Parking Authority pulled back to give Wynwood time to grow. Now the authority's director of planning and development thinks it's time now to implement new paid parking.
Business has come, innovation has come, tourists have come, the art scene have come, and the area has become more and more busy. And we have been contacted over the past 18 months by stakeholders, whether they be business owners, tenants, gallery owners, contacting us and saying, what are you going to do about the parking situation? It's not regulated. At times it's been chaotic, and we think it's time that something get done.
Parking in Wynwood would no longer be free after October 1st. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.